Hello and welcome to another episode of the FPL Hangover podcast, where we raise the bar and lower the tone, all things FPL related. We are coming to you on the 28th of August. Game week 3 has hit the road, but returning from his travels and here to help me pick up the pieces of all of the FPL stuff, my podcast partner in crime, Paddy. How are you getting on, my friend?
I'm getting on great, but I just want to correct you there on something, Jer. And
it.
I hope you don't mind. From now on, when you introduce me in the podcast, can you please be like the greatest mind in FPL, my podcast partner, Paddy? Can you do that for me?
I can almost guarantee you I won't be ever doing that. But it's up to you to actually prove me wrong. But you've gone about it the right way, and you're happy as a pig in shit this week.
Jer, let me tell you this. You will say that at least one time before the season is out. You will announce me as the greatest mind in FPL.
I'll do that.
The world has ever seen.
If you ever finish ahead of me, I will do that for an entire season.
Right, okay.
All right, how about that? How's that for Jer?
That's a deal. I like that.
You ever finish ahead of me.
But I want it to happen this month. I think we need to do it if I finish ahead of you next month.
No, I feel like I've set myself up to fail if I agree to that.
My God. Anyway, it's good to be back. I listened to the show last week, Fairy and You. Amazing stuff, lads. Amazing stuff.
Thanks. Yeah, no, it was an absolute pleasure to have Steve on and chat a bit of absolute nonsense. But, you know, glad to have you back, Paddy. How was the wedding?
And the wedding was fantastic. I had a few drinkies and I had a good time and I had a wee dance and sure you couldn't beat it.
Not legally anyway. And as we mentioned, FPL has been all sunshines and rainbows and chocolates and hugs for you. Tell us how game week 3 went.
Oh, do I have to?
Don't act like you haven't been holding this in.
All right then, okay. So... what did I get? Let me see. I'm just looking here at my next moves. I know you're all dying to know them. But here we go. Okay, so I had a great week. There's no beating around the bush. I got 67 points. I don't even know what my game week rank was. It's probably like in the top 10. But anyway, the defense wasn't great. We'll start off with that. 0 points for Onana. Stupinan, 1 point. Gabriel, 0 again. Off he went to the bench, and on came Baldock for a one-pointer. This is where it starts to get good, folks. Just strap yourselves in. So get nice and comfortable there.
Did you take a cold shower before you came on air?
If you're at work, go to the toilet, sit back, enjoy this. If you're in the car, just pull over. Here we go. Chilwell, 6 points. And Foden, 4 points. Oh, what about that Foden assist? We'll talk about that later, sure. Bruno Fernandes, 12 points. Saka, 8 points. Sterling, 19 points. Yeah, I have Sterling. Yeah. And Captain Haaland, 8 points. And Nicholas Jackson, 7 points. So what a fucking game week. And let me tell you, because I wasn't here last week, I had 2 transfers. And I just went double Chelsea. Pushed the chips in. Out went Salah. In came Sterling. Out went some Mbeumo guy that plays for West Ham. I don't know how he even got my team. Must have been drunk. And I brought in Nicholas Jackson. And the rest is history. 67 points. Probably like 50k in the world. The greatest FPL mind the world has ever seen. On your podcast, Jer. Your partner. What did you get?
No, it is an absolute honor to be sitting here next to a man who's so proud of himself. Ahead of the curve.
Modest, though. I'm modest, you know, I know.
Yeah, you obviously took a big, big scoop of humble pie before you came on air. I'm surprised you kept it so tame. But absolutely smashing week. And you're not quite at 50,000. You're 55, okay? So, yeah. You know.
I didn't even look. I just guessed that.
I asked Ferry last week. I said, when do you take overall rank seriously? Like, what time of the season? And he said Christmas time. Yeah. And we both agreed. And I was like, oh, yeah, brilliant. I know you did. And then within a couple of days of you hearing us, you are just screaming from the roof.
Yeah, I take it serious from day one. That's the kind of manager I am. From the moment that whistle goes in the first game, I'm looking at the OR.
That's how hardcore you are, man.
That's what I live for.
Game week 3 didn't go quite as successfully for me, but not a bad game week. 54 points overall.
That's all right.
It's grand. 10 points above the average. So, you know, that's all I really kind of look at this stage of the season. Pickford, which we'll get onto later, 2 points.
What did I say about Pickford podcast 1?
Well, we'll chat about it, Mr. Yeah, 0 points, Onana. But Guardiola, 2 points. Chilwell with the clean sheet. Fernandes and Rashford giving me the double. United returns, 12 and 7. Martinelli and Mitoma both blanking. Saka with his penalty and 8 points, followed up by Haaland and his double 4. And Watkins, Mr. Consistency himself, 5 points return. So yeah, 54, as I said, it's a pretty solid game week. Don't look at the overall rank, because I'm not an overall ranker like you, Paddy. But, you know, I'll give it a bit of time. Yeah, you can have that. The t-shirt for this episode.
I like that, yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
Not a bad score.
Thank you. I appreciate your support. Before we get into this week's hot topics, please allow me to thank all the new followers and people who have entered the FPL Hangover Mini League. We'll be getting to that later on. We're also going to be answering some questions that we got in the Drunk Tank, and we'll look ahead to what we got planned for game week 4. I can see Paddy's already chomping at the bit. But if you are new to the show or you like what you're hearing so far, don't be afraid to hit the like button. It really helps us out. Subscribe, share, and all of the usual mumbo jumbo. It'd be much appreciated. But with that in mind, let's head on over to Talking Points. Talking Points. Paddy, we were chatting off air, and you actually had your own list. You were very happy with the sound effect last week.
Oh, I love it. Just that Talking Points. I was listening to you in fair, and I was like, oh, I love the sound bites. You know what? That just goes to show you that the production level of this podcast has gone to since I've become an FPL legend.
Social facilitation. When I'm around you, it makes me want to up my game.
And you were just saying before that we got loads of new followers and things. So I would just like to thank all my fans and all the millions, sorry, new followers we got for the pod for coming along. It's great to have you along for the ride, and to see my rise to stardom in FPL.
Yeah, big welcome to all of Paddy's millions for joining the show this week. But first up, Talking Points, and he's the man on the thumbnail. James Madison. He shocked everyone by actually playing this week, where there was plenty of managers who decided to jump off the Madison kind of boat. And yeah, he duly delivered another pretty decent display. Spurs with a pretty savage performance. You don't have Madison in your team, Paddy, and being the knowledgeable one as you are, what are your thoughts?
Oh, I'm bringing him in this week.
This week?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it, yeah. Oh, actually, I'm 95% sure I'm bringing Madison in this week.
Oh, fuck.
And you know what?
It's fine, we'll move on. We don't need to talk
spoiler
anymore.
Alert, yes, I know. But the people need to know. They don't want to be fucking about too long. They want to know what the guru, the greatest mind in FPL, is doing. And that's where I'm going, maybe. But Madison, of course, fucking fantastic. Running around with a boot all week, trying to put managers off. People selling him left, right, and centre, I'm sure. And then he goes and plays the game of his life. Spurs are looking great. Richarlison, the talking points here is Richarlison's pish, and Madison is good. And I wouldn't really be looking at Son yet, but Madison is the talisman of that team. And he is producing the goods.
Yep, he's highest return of the season so far with 10 points. 7.6, so he's already had a rise. Yeah, I'm with you. I think a lot of the questions that we have one in that we'll probably end up coming back to later on, but is like, I've seen Madison being floated around as one of the heavy hitters for this week coming up.
I'm quite surprised that you opened the talking pints with the man of the moment, and you said it was Madison.
Oh, should I have said something else?
Yeah, I thought it would be Jaden Bogle.
You actually got me with that one. It actually made me spit my Kinnegar Tumper. out. And
yeah,
Jaden Fogle. No, I assume you're talking about Mr. Raheem the Dream himself.
Raheem the Dream.
Tell me, talk me through your thought process on. I assume you made your changes on Friday, like a good FPL manager.
I did. I waited actually till Friday, and actually maybe Thursday night. I think it might have been Thursday night. And I hemmed and hawed. I did look at getting Gabriel out, and I just thought that was a boring move, a sheep move, as I would call it. And I thought, I'm going to go Maverick. I'm going rogue.
Did you, sorry to cut across you, but did you coin the term sheep move? Is that,
yeah,
is that a new thing?
That's a new thing. Hashtag sheep move.
Hashtag sheep move. Okay, go on.
Yeah. So I was thinking, no, it's, you know, I pulled down my pants, right? And I looked at my fucking gigantic balls, and I just thought, it's time. I'm not on the pod. Nobody can hold me back. And I just fucking...
cheers that are out to absolutely squash my dreams.
cheers not around to hold me back. And I just went, fuck it, out goes Salah. Big move. Out goes Mbouma, or whatever you call him. West Ham guy.
Mbouma.
And in came... Sterling. Now, some managers might have thought it was daring enough just to go one Chelsea, bring in Nicholas Jackson, whatever, for Watkins, something like that. But there's not many that would go double Chelsea. So I brought in Sterling. Liked what I've seen in Sterling, a couple of games I watched him. The data was there in my head.
I tested
the shit. I've been watching games here this season. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's not all about the two game weeks. Yeah, I've been I just thought, right, let's go, and I just went Sterling, Nicholas Jackson. You know what I did? Had a wank, went to sleep, woke up feeling great, knowing that I was going to go places, and here I am today. I'm sitting here before you today, champion.
I don't know if that constitutes a discussion about Raheem Sterling, but you've definitely had me on the edge of my seat for the last 2 minutes, mm-hmm. buddy. I guess it's hard to talk to someone who's already ahead of the curve.
Yeah,
like
I'm ahead of
the
curve.
And someone like me playing catch up, you know. I think it's pretty fair to say that obviously Sterling wasn't a much talked about asset prior to the last game week to this haul, this 19-point haul. But what I would say is that pre-season, and particularly after the West Ham match last week, or in game week 2, which, you know, he also had a great performance in, people were kind of looking around and going, oh, maybe, I wonder if this lad can kind of get back to where he was. And I also hear the, you know, the concern saying, well, he won't play Luton every week, but I mean, we don't want him to get 19 points every week. We just want him to, you know, get a couple of returns and keep ticking over. And
we just want to be the player that we know we can be. And that's another thing. Yeah, every content creator now is talking about fucking Sterling and his dog, right? But I don't get this as well. This phrase where, oh, I want to see him play first. You know, you're not.
Yeah, but what don't you get about that?
You're not going to get points off these players waiting to see them get points first. You need to get on them when you know they're going good. And get your points.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you didn't get Sterling in because you just had a premonition.
Yeah,
like, he played well against West Ham.
And I had a premonition.
People talked about him being an option. Get the fuck
out
of here.
I had a premonition, and it came true. I saw, and I, you know what, and I went for it. But, you know, another thing is...
No, because I'm not finished.
A lot of people are...
Go back to, why you need to see them play first. You do get why you need to see them play first.
Yeah, I've seen him play 2 games.
You've also seen
him
play for years upon years in the game. Like, you've been taking this in, whether you're conscious of it or not, you've been taking in Raheem Sterling's performances for years, no?
Not really at Man City, where he was, like, rotational risk and all. I was more thought whenever I seen him against, you know, in the first game, Liverpool, he looked quite good. And then West Ham, you know, and he seems to be playing out where he likes to play. And I've been listening to, you know, a couple of the interviews and things with himself. And he seems to be a lot happier. He has a place at Chelsea, Jer. He knows that he's loved. He's going to be the main man.
I think ultimately I agree with you. I think he looks like he might have, he might be, the fire might be reignited in him once again. And maybe last year Chelsea were just a shit show from, you know, from head to toe. So
yeah, well, all the managers and things that they went through as well, and I don't know, it was just a Chelsea in general were kind of a mess.
Right, but we've chatted about Madison, we've chatted about Sterling, and we have so far glossed over something that I'll give you credit, Paddy. You had a great week this week, and you didn't do it with the help of your bench, which a lot of managers actually did.
Yes.
I mean, bench jam. This is, if I can't imagine a bigger week where there'll be this kind of level of bench jam. This is Michael Jordan level.
You could, the name of this episode could possibly be bench jam.
Bench jam.
Like I got done out of my own little personal mini league.
How?
By a cash fucking substitution. The guy got 95 points. He captained Bruno as well, so fair play to him. But 95 points. Yeah, absolute casual. And I know you're listening, Fergal. So, yeah, I mean, like, that's what you're up against. You know what I mean? And then if you didn't, if people weren't getting cash, they were getting gusto.
And if they weren't getting gusto, they're getting no doggy.
It was madness. Absolute madness. But you know what? You do need a little luck in the game. And do you know what? I got a bit of luck, I think, in game week one with maybe a substitute. And you pick the team. That's, you have your players. You have your good bench players. That's why they're all important. So well done to anybody who got their jammy fucking casual points.
100%. And I don't begrudge him, because, you know, I mean, it happens to us all. There, you know, it comes and it goes. But my point was that, like, this week particularly, it seemed to be, it was bench jam. And you had a lot of players up in the air, like Gabriel, who we've seen not start, obviously. He's a big talking point, and for anyone, and we'll get into later on with your team, Paddy, but for anyone concerned, it's sell, as far as I'm concerned. He hasn't started in the last three matches. He has come on in game week one and game week two, so you're expecting, you know, maybe he gets 10-15 minutes, especially when Arsenal go 2-1 up after being 1-0 down. You're thinking, okay, this is set for Gabriel to come on, and he doesn't. He stays on the bench for the whole match. So you do have a lot of managers that did stick with Gabriel and that have bitched probably about not having Saliba or weren't online for the leagues, suddenly benefiting from
big swings.
A big swing. But I'm saying that there's probably plenty of Gabriel owners who got Baldock off the bench like yourself, you know?
Yeah, and Gustos and Udogies and Cashes. So, you know what? All the power to them. Swings and roundabouts when it comes to the game. But it is a concerning. It is a fire in a lot of people's teams, especially anyone who has them like me right up now going into game week four.
I want to talk to you about that at the end of the episode, because I'm actually, when I looked at your team today, and I know I probably already kind of alluded to it, but your team is fucking set up, and we'll touch on it towards the end of the show. But Gabriel is an interesting one, because you generally, you know, do or don't have to move him. Yeah, exactly. You've talked about Madison already, but yeah, we'll chat about that at the end of the show. Let's move on to someone that I'm sure you're going to give me a bit of stick about, some more stick about. Jordan Pickford. What do you think? If you had Pickford right now, Paddy, what would you do?
I would probably look to... Who's your subkeeper?
Who's everyone's subkeeper? Turner.
Turner?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm not turning to you in my hour of need, and I don't know.
Right, well, here we go then, right? I think a keeper transfer is always a wild card transfer. So, I mean, you've fucking done, you've puck him. You may just stick with him, because, you know, you've done the crime, you do the time. If you're not fond of him, you can just start playing Turner. Sure, he can do no worse than that.
Yeah.
Pickford fella. And when you come to your wild card probably this week or during the, you know, and you want to catch up to me with the greats, do your wild card in the international break and just message me. I'll send you my team and you'll be fine. But I wouldn't put, you know, Pickford, a goalkeeper transfer is a wild card transfer.
I 100% agree with you. And you know what, Paddy, you can take your 55,000 overall rank, and I'll tell you right now, that's the most proud I've been of you. You know, mature, reasoned response, and I was fully expecting you to tell me, just get rid of him. Get him out of your team. And you didn't.
Look,
you didn't.
You're talking with the greatest mind in FPL.
I'm slowly starting to realise that.
I know. You will be convinced before the episode. was out.
I believe it. And yeah, as I said, I agree 100%. He done the crime. Now you do the time. I'm saying that he did get 2 points versus Onana 0 this week, so up yours.
Yeah.
United assets and Arsenal assets. So the big thing, game week 4, Man U versus Arsenal, Arsenal versus Man United, whatever fucking way you want to say it. A lot of people, a lot of FPL managers have at least 3 assets going into this. I would say most have maybe 4, not, you know, great minds like yourself. What do you do, Paddy? What do you do? You were geared up for this question.
Yeah. This was the one I had down on my research on the way home in the car in my head. This was a talking point for me. Manchester United, Arsenal assets, because like you said, a lot of people have 4. First of all, before I go into it, I'd like to apologise to all the Manchester United fans who had to listen to Jer call them Man U. It will never happen again.
Say that out loud.
That's a mortal sin.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
You're alive with Anthony on a jersey in the background, and I've committed a mortal sin.
Do you see this lad here?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
There's more passion and desire in that man I've seen in these last 2 games than half that team.
Yeah. Anthony, fat lad of good ass on us.
Don't be picking on Anthony. Anthony's all right. He'll run all day. He'll tackle all day. But I think if people have 4, you know, most of them are going to have Rashford, Bruno. They're going to have Martinelli, and they're going to have Saka or Odegaard or whatever. Saka's back in penalties. He's staying. He ain't going nowhere. I think Rashford and Martinelli, it's between those two because Bruno is doing everything right. He's just
Bruno Rashford, that's your first decision, and you're saying stick with Bruno. He's the golden goose over Rashford at least.
That's we're doing a process of elimination here for everyone who's listening, okay? I'm gonna explain it to everyone like you're sort of 4-year-olds. So we'll go with Manchester. You have Bruno and Rashford, right? Bruno's staying. He's 0.5 cheaper. He's on penalties and he'll run through walls. And did you see him?
I did, yeah.
He's doing everything right. Even look at the stats. Then you go over to Arsenal and you have Saka. Saka staying.
Why?
He's on penalties. Because he's on penalties.
He's only taking 50% of them.
Well, so far, we've got fucking 2 weeks data here, Jared. Don't wind me up here, all right? I got a drink now. You've put me in the drink here.
Sorry, Freddy. Go on, continue. Sorry.
So then so he's probably the most nailed in between Martinelli and Odegaard. I think how much is Martinelli to put you on the spot?
8 million.
I'm sorry if I did.
8 million.
8 million. Mm. I think that's the guy that you move. It's between him and Rashford.
So if you were to like put in order Bruno, Rashford, Martinelli and Saka, you'd go Martinelli, Rashford, and then Bruno, Saka. They're different tiers, basically.
Yeah. Bruno would be the top tier for me because it's United biased. But I think Martinelli, for me, or Rashford, would be, you know, depending on what way you're swinging, would be the ones I would lose.
And you do think that, like, base... Why do you think we should jump off Arsenal assets?
I don't know. They seem to be playing a new system. That seems to be the talk. They're for a start... I hate that Arteta is a benching Gabriel. And I just
so just personal vendetta.
But Martinelli's sharing minutes.
Not really. But ish. I think to support your point, I think Gabriel Jesus coming on this week and coming back into the fold will probably reduce some minutes for Martinelli. But go on.
But anyway, I think Saka's the most safest off, obviously. That's what I'm trying to say. You have Martinelli, Odegaard, you have Trossard to come in here as well. So
I agree. I am 100% with you.
Yeah, I don't know. My gut is telling me that if I had 4 of them or 3...
Like me, I have 4 of them.
I'd be losing Martinelli.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Martinelli is on the chopping block for me. And I also agree with Bruno versus Rashford. I think Ferry kind of hit the nail on the head last week, and to be honest with you, until we chatted, you know, subconsciously, because I hadn't really thought about it yet, Rashford was staying and Bruno was going, and then he kind of just, you know, he just mentioned some of the obvious things, and you again hit the same points tonight, and I'm thinking, you know, 0.5 cheaper. I know Rashford played on the left this weekend, and maybe with Højlund starting, he'll get more game time on the left. But there is always a chance he will play through the middle. And Bruno being on pens, I'm like, yeah, do you know what? I think I'd almost rather Bruno just sticking in that squad long term, because in any game week, he can get a return.
Yeah.
That's the way I look at it. Whereas Rashford probably, while maybe potentially kind of more explosive, also maybe a little sparse. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I agree 100%. One final talking point before we move on to the mini league. Watkins.
Oh yeah, see, I don't have this horse in my race, but I do know he's tipping away. He doesn't have many goals. I think he's one goal, but he's got three assists, if I'm right.
No goals.
Holy shit. So he's kind of like the Jimenez of Wolves past. Like, he's just tapping away. You want to ask yourself for that question, like, how much money have you invested in him? Do you see that? Do you think
$8 million?
That's a lot of money for Jimenez from Wish, but it's that's terrible. He's better than Jimenez, but he's tapping away like that. You remember that season? So yeah, I mean, who's Villa playing this week?
Away to Liverpool.
Fuck him out the door. In with Jackson.
Really?
And out with Watkins, like, just like that, and then in with Nicholas Jackson. No brainer, mate.
Fair enough. We'll get onto it a bit more because I want to talk about it when I get to what my decisions are for this week. No, fuck it. We'll do it now. I don't agree.
Okay.
I think he has gotten an assist or a return in every and an assist a return in every game week that we've had. It actually reminds me a bit of, you mentioned him, and it actually reminds me more of that season where Callum Wilson started off, I believe, getting like, now there were probably slightly higher, like 7-8 pointers, but it was like, I think it was like 7-8, maybe 9 game weeks of consistent returns, just tipping away every week. He's got 3 assists in the Premier League. He also scored a hat-trick in the Europa qualifiers there in between game week 2 and game week 3. So he does have, you know, goals. I think Villa look pretty much the team that we all expected at the start of the season. We got that little knock back against Newcastle in game week 1, but they seem to be kicking on from there. And Liverpool, without a Van Dijk, because I assume he won't be, he definitely won't be in the next match, without a Van Dijk.
Oh, where do we get to that match?
Yeah, you know what, I fancy it. Like, I mean, I don't expect a lot out of Watkins. Yeah, so I'm actually going to go devil's advocate with you there a little bit and say, no, Watkins doesn't need to leave any team, especially if you didn't make the move last week, which I think was the time.
Congratulations, Jer. You've convinced the greatest mind of FPL. Oh, yeah. I think I agree with you on that. Like, I did go into that very, you know, hastily.
Yeah.
I did then have a little look at the background there. I looked at the fixtures. You've got Liverpool, Palace, and then Chelsea. Liverpool is for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed. So, you know, we can't just, you know, just think of, oh, Liverpool, get rid of him. Palace will be a decent match for him. And then Chelsea, you know, they're not like the most, you know, you wouldn't.
They're not amazing fixtures.
But they're not bad. Yeah. But there is better fixtures out there for good players.
In the forward line. I mean, you did mention Jackson. I think he's the, you know, he's obviously a big candidate, especially this week.
You have Jackson, you have Alvarez, you have Wissa, you know.
See, I don't know if Alvarez and Wissa are better than exciting. Watkins. No, they are exciting. Like, I mean, well, Alvarez is anytime you go at Man City, it's your heart's in your mouth until the game week squad is announced. But, like, Alvarez out of position, so, you know, the reverse out of position in the bad way. He's the classic poo.
Playing Fulham.
Yeah, I mean, their fixtures are lovely, but as I said, you know, look, Alvarez is definitely someone I'm considering, and he's someone that I'd be looking at your team and considering, you know, with the idea that you do have 3 million in the back now, and Agile Pedro.
3 million, baby.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll get onto that again when we get to what we're looking at in game week 4. But Alvarez is an option.
We're definitely going down the old fixtures versus form route here, I think, that old dragon.
Yeah, see, I don't know how much form we have right now. Like, I wouldn't be knocking Alvarez on, oh, he's got no form. I'd be more...
I'm talking about Watkins. You would say he would have a bit of form, like three games.
That's fair, yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying Alvarez isn't far behind him. I mean, like, probably, I would love to know what the points total they have between them. I'd say it's probably pretty close. And I mean, then you've got Chelsea going up against Nottingham Forest. The fixtures are very nice. Alvarez has got nice fixtures. I think Brentford have lovely fixtures, you know. I'm just wandering off here now from the main topic, and I guess...
It's a topic you don't have to worry about, because you got Jackson.
It's not you. So, I guess, if you had Watkins, it's a hold, because he's not a fire. Let's put it that way. He is not fire in anybody's team. I'm sure there's other transfers out there that need fixing, like maybe Gabriel, but not for me.
Not for you. All right, well, that wraps up this week's Talking Points. But just a little public safety announcement. There is a bunch of midweek cup fixtures. I assume it's the Carling Cup or whatever the fuck it's called. And a bunch of teams are playing in them this week. I think from my glance over them, I don't think City aren't playing, United aren't playing, but I know the likes of Spurs are playing, I think Chelsea are playing. So just keep an eye on those fixtures. There's a rake of teams basically from the bottom third of the table, bottom half of the table, playing in the EFL Cup. So if you are tempted to make any, you know, transfers or stuff, keep an eye.
So basically, none of the big teams then?
None of the massive teams. Yeah, exactly.
Just the min-outs.
But with all of those out of the way, Paddy, maybe you could take us over to the FPL Hangover Mini League.
Oh, I can. And such an exciting mini league it is this week. Proudly sponsored by Kinnegar Brewing. Are you having a little Kinnegar brew there yourself, Jer?
I am. I'm tucking into same one from last week, Tumper. I've found a new love for it. It will blow your socks off. 7.8%, but it's it goes down smooth, man. It goes
sexual,
down smooth.
Sexual. Yeah. I am on the
paying for this, by the way. I shouldn't be paying for this.
Can I tell the people what I'm fucking drinking here for a second?
I'm just saying, you know, like you said, you'd hook a brother up.
You've got 15% off with FPL Hops 15. Get on it. No. That's what I'm doing. Beautiful. And look, Scraggy Bay. This would be considered one of the OGs. You can actually get this in tap on most good, reputable Donegal bars.
You can get it in beautiful. Limerick bars, buddy.
Can you?
You can, and fuck indeed. Commercial in Limerick, I was there the last day, and I saw Kinnegar Scraggy Bay. Didn't give me the 15% off. I screamed FPL Hops 15 till my face was blue. And no, not a thing.
Well, it's absolutely beautiful. Beautiful beer. And it is 5.3. So it's nice.
Yeah.
And like you said, FPL Hops 15, go online. You can get yourself some beers 15% off up until September 2nd.
Yes, good point.
You can get swag as well, whatever you want, glassware, 15% off. So make sure and grab yourself some Kinnegar's. Tag us and Kinnegar if you do. We'd love to see some pictures of beers. Who doesn't love to see pictures of beers? And anyway, we'll get into the mini league here, because we actually have a Manager of the Month award to give away. Will we start with that, or will we warm our way up to it?
Warm our way up to it. Give us start with the Manager of the Month, because it's the same fucking thing. It's the first month, so everyone's...
So it's whoever is. Right, what do we see here? Let's get it up. That's what she said.
Hey-o.
Right. The FPL Mini League. We've got quite a lot of managers in the league. It is growing. It is growing.
And you know what? Whatever about the number of managers in there, there's actually a shit ton of competitive managers in there. Like, there is. Wow. It's a heavy league. Heavy league.
This is for the best of the best. So, anyway, the top 10, and of course, the Manager of the Month goes to Paula Castro. So, congratulations, Paula Castro. Paula is from Brazil.
Brazil?
Yeah, that's the kind of reach this podcast has. Brazilians love our shit.
They do. So they do. That's because of your fucking Anthony and Casemiro jersey in the background there.
Yeah, that's it. So congratulations, Paula. You are getting some swag and beers sent out to you. I've already been in touch and I've got the address. Billing that to you, Jer.
That's fair enough.
The second place is Mohammed Azmi Abdullah with 208 points. Paula, by the way, is on 226 points. Fantastic shooting, Paula. Friend of the show and my old podcast partner, Mike Manley, on 202 points.
Is he from the FPL King podcast?
Yeah, he was the very first guy I started with before Johnny landed on.
Before Johnny. All right, so Johnny was
the one. He's OG. So, well done, Mike. He's sharing the 202 points with Peter Scullion. I've always seen Peter Scullion up and thereabouts, you know?
Yeah, he is. He's a good manager.
Yeah. And, of course, on the same par as Peter and Mike, it's myself, Paddy Brown, in fifth place.
Is that your first time breaking into the top 10?
Sorry, third place in the league, joint third, the greatest mind in FPL.
Where the fuck are you going with joint third?
Well, like...
Oh, because it's five... Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, I'm just saying, it says five beside your name for a reason.
Yeah, I'm joint third. Okay. And Marius Sandmo in fourth, 201 points. George Davis, 200 points. Ivan Cheng. Cal McGinnigan, the Milford man down the road. Well done, Cal. Cal is actually going out with my... my wife's sister. They're engaged.
Oh, brilliant. So, congratulations.
Yes, well, congratulations, Cal, Jess.
I'm sure is more of an achievement, you know.
And do you know what's fucking annoying me about this, by the way? I was sitting on the couch with him before we were going to a family wedding, and I was telling him about my Sterling plans, and he was like, nah, I don't know. And then the next thing, I look at his team, and he is fucking
Sterling.
He's
only gone and got Sterling in.
He's only gone and got Sterling. There he is.
You snake.
Him telling me I don't know about that move, lad. Oh, you snake, Cal. TL then, 198. 80 Friel, 197. And I think we've got the top 10 by there, eh?
We do indeed. But you've got more than just the top 10, Petty. You've got all the details.
I've got more. It's time to give the manager of the week. And it goes to who's second position, Mohamed Azmi Abdullah with 86 points. That 86 points rose him up 117 places in our league, and he's now in second.
It's an absolutely smashing.
Can you imagine
rise.
That?
All brought to us by fantasypremiertools.com, which we're using this year. So a big plug, and all the links will be down below. But Manager of the Week, congrats, Mohamed. Go on, Petty.
That is fantastic. And special mentions, of course, to Timmy O'Connor with 85 points. Georgie Davis with 84 points, Dean Ryan 76 points, Mark Ward 75 points, Shane Drummond 73 points, and that's what we'll do for that. Now, let's see, did we have who is the transfer genius? This is one of my favorite things, you know, because I think as a fantasy football manager like myself, one of the greatest minds, when you do a couple of good transfers, you know, and they work out, that is just a dream come true. So Aaron Beattie is this week's transfer genius. He made two transfers, Jer, right? Took a -4 and netted himself 27 points. His two transfers were Shaw to Udogie, so he's losing credibility right away because he probably got Udogie off the bench. And his I'm going to actually disqualify
him.
Let me guess,
the other one was fucking Sterling or something like that.
And he don't know. Sterling Chiwenka. How do you say that guy's name? Chiwameka to Sterling. So I'm disqualifying him. They were decent. So we'll go on now to the real transfer genius. Kevin Reardon. Two free transfers.
Why did we disqualify Aaron Beattie?
Because he got Udogie probably off the bench.
just on pure speculation.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, I'm disqualified.
I take your ruling. I support it 100%. Sorry, Aaron.
Bye, splat. Kevin Reardon. Sounds like someone I know. Or a friend of the pod, anyway. Two free transfers. Netted himself 25 points. Baldock to Gusto and Gabriel to Udogie. And disqualifying him too, actually.
Why?
Because Gusto and Udogie, they're two.
So this week we have no best transfers of the week. Fine, Petty. I think we can just say you've all cheated. And
these are two bench wankers.
Absolute wankers.
If I scroll down two more. I found one. I found the winner. Two free transfers.
Go for it.
21 net points. Mbama to Nicholas Jackson and Salah to Sterling. And there we have it. The transfer genius is me. Wow. So that, you see, that's no bench wankers there. That's the way to do it. Thank you very much.
Congrats. Congratulations. Man, brilliant.
Yeah, thank you very much. So, you know what? We'll have a look at one more stat because I know this guy, Paul O'Gorman. This is how many points were left on the bench. Always an interesting one. And this is actually the real bench wanker award because this is How many points do you think is on the number one guy here that had it
left
on the
bench?
Yeah.
The whole bench. Oh.
Yeah, the whole bench.
I would guess with a Dougie and Gusto, I'd say 24.
Wrong.
Is it more? Is it 29 or something?
35 points on the bench. And that's Paul O'Gorman.
From
the FPL
many?
Community. Oh my God, Paul. Get in touch right under the pod. Tell us who was on your bench. Send us a screenshot. Dude. Give us something to laugh about. James Stevens in second, 34 points. Equally horrific. Tony Dizdar, 29 points. And then they're the worst three. We can't go any further than that.
That is rough. That is rough. But thank you, Patty. That was awesome, as always. I love hearing the trials and tribulations of our mini league. And again, a big shout out to our manager of the month. If any of you want to join the mini league, it's HUPK89. That's HUPK89. Up 80K9. So HUPK9. All the links and stuff will be in the descriptions below. But we're going to leave that open for a few more weeks. And as I said, Kinnegar proudly sponsoring some Manager of the Month awards there. And we've just announced our first one. So if you do want to be in with a chance, you know, follow the codes. And yeah, again, over 18s and all that kind of shit. So,
yeah.
You know.
And don't forget to get your 15% off discount before it's over.
Absolutely. Nail on the head, Petty. What's it? FPL Hops 15. FPL yeah. Hops 15. Follow the hops. Yeah. Time for some Drunk Tank.
Oh, yeah.
Patty, you've got a couple of questions, but I won't throw them at you right now. I'll pull up some of the ones I have received. Again, I'm sure we've talked on some bits and bobs, but there's been a few that, you know, there's two in particular that seems to have caught people's attention, and we've two separate askers or whatever listeners, I don't know, yeah, listeners or watchers that have written in. Samut at aka Samut, and Gavin O'Reilly at Gavin_O_Reilly. Gavin asks Martinelli to keep or not to keep. I'm between him and Mitoma to transfer out this week. And Samut follows that up with, similar to Gavin, I'm considering transferring out Mitoma or Martinelli for Madison. I likely keep Martinelli as Man United is a better fixture, in my opinion. Thoughts? So,
wow.
Yeah, it's a dig at Man United right there. Straight
yeah,
off the bat.
Yeah, what a wanker. I would just fucking delete that question.
Delete that message? Yeah, we've gone. I'm editing
this. Delete him as well. Off,
blocked.
Off everything.
Blocked and reported. Yeah. Sorry, Samet. But going... Go to the other question. Go to Gavin's question, as that's what we'll answer.
Yeah.
Gavin, between him and Mitoma, Martinelli and Mitoma, what are you thinking?
Right. Well, this kind of boils down to me, right? If you have, like, if you have too many eggs in the one basket, I would probably keep Mitoma for one more game and get rid of one of your Arsenal assets.
Oh, love it.
That would be, I think, the logical way to deal with that problem, I think.
Yeah, what the fuck is it with you hitting the nail on the head tonight, Petty? I feel like, has everything just clicked into place?
Like, it must.
I'm stuck. I'm struck and stuck. But yeah, I agree. That would be the first thing I'd consider if I had like double Arsenal. Martinelli and Saka, then all of a sudden Martinelli does become a lot easier because you still have that Saka there that will maybe hoover up the Arsenal returns. Otherwise, with Mitoma, if you didn't, like, if it was between the two of them, you have one Arsenal asset, one Brighton asset, I'd be almost inclined to go with keeping Mitoma on the idea that, like, you should maybe upgrade your Arsenal assets. As in, like, if you've got Martinelli, then, yeah, I'd turn him into Saka and then keep Mitoma and figure out what I was going to do that later. So either way, Martinelli loses out there for me. And that's the same to yourself, Samet. In regards to you're likely to keep Martinelli because you think Man United is a better fixture, let's look at those fixtures, because I don't disagree with you. I think there'll be goals in the United Arsenal game, so I'm not shocked. But yeah, United for Arsenal and Brighton are away at home to Newcastle. I don't know.
Do you know what? There could be more goals in the United Arsenal game than the Newcastle Brighton game, because I don't know if it's just that these teams at the start of the season, like, and I'm talking about every team at the moment, really, they're not, it feels like they're not oiled up. They're not slick yet. You know, they're not moving to the one tune. I mean, I feel like
who are you talking about there?
Well, I mean, mostly probably United and Arsenal.
Mm.
I mean, I thought the both of those are like, you wouldn't be saying they haven't set the league on fire from what we've seen in the last three games.
Yeah, that's, yeah, I agree with you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, look, again, it kind of boils down to, have you just got the one Arsenal asset? Because if you do, I wouldn't be too put off. But if you're sitting there, I think both games would be high scoring. I think Brighton and Newcastle, and I think Arsenal and United, I think they'll both be, you know, two goals apiece, at least. That's the way I see it. I can't remember if it was Brighton or Newcastle, but one of them got absolutely hammered. I think it was Newcastle hammered Brighton towards the end of last season. It was a 4-1, if memory serves me correct. And, you know, like, there should be some goals in them. Yeah, Martinelli, to me, seems expendable. So I probably would cling on to Brighton, especially as you think the United fixture is a better fixture than the week after Newcastle, Brighton have United. So I'm like, you're laughing there. And I know Arsenal are away to Everton, but then that's followed with Spurs. And yeah, no, I'm leaning towards Martinelli out myself, so I can only go that way. Next up, hope that answers the question. Next up, FPL Quinner, former FPL Hangover Mini League champion. He asks, best midfielders to target long term.
Right. Interesting.
Yeah, well, I mean, you're the fucking greatest mind in FPL, so you probably have it already figured out.
Well, of course. Just look at my team. All the midfielders that are in my team. I think, obviously, Bruno Fernandes. Phil Foden, and do you see with Phil Foden being benched and all that? Wouldn't worry about it.
Wouldn't worry.
He's on fire. Madison.
Okay.
Madison's the talisman. I mean, even who's the other one? Saka. I mean, this is like
no Sterling stuff for you.
Not long term. No, I don't think Sterling long term.
Interesting.
I think you pick your fixtures with these guys. Like I would. I mean. Would you say Sterling long-term? Would he ring long-term bells with you? We know what he's capable of, but, you know, he hasn't done it in a long time. You know, it's... I just don't feel it's long-term.
Mm. No, again, I think that's completely fair. Looking at Chelsea's fixtures, obviously, you know, Nottingham Forest up this week, lovely, Bournemouth, Villa, Fulham, and then Burnley away. Like, they're all fine. And then it gets really tough. So I think in game week 9, that's when Chelsea are like Arsenal, City, fucking, yeah. There's a rake. It's like four rotten fixtures in a row.
It's a good question, but it's just, I mean, there is only like a handful of long-term play, you know, midfielders kind of, I think we've named most of them.
Mm.
But, I mean, it's not a long-term. I mean, you've only got a couple of, not even midfielders, long-term players. Like, in your, that's, you know, the obvious one's Haaland. And
yeah. If I was to pick midfielders, four midfielders that I would hold long-term, that if you were to give me, like, a zombie league, whatever now,
yeah,
I would go, and I'm not including the likes of Salah, because he's kind of cheating. I would go Saka.
But it's not?
Well,
I wouldn't have Salah long-term. I think he's too expensive.
I probably still would have him long term.
Long term, yeah. Sorry, yeah. Well, it doesn't matter about money, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't. Like, I'm just like, no, I keep him there. But I would go Saka, Bruno, Mbeumo, and from what I've seen, Madison. I think there's arguments to be made for obviously the likes of Foden and Sterling and blah, blah, but they're my four.
Yeah, no, 100%. Yeah.
But I think we're going to see a lot of changing. I think we're going to see a lot of flip flopping in midfield this year. There's so many options.
Yes, correct.
So I don't like. I want to be able to target, you know, 3 or 4 week batches. I don't need to be to be nailed into them. But Paddy, you've got a couple of more questions.
Yeah, I've got one here from Leah, friend of the show, friend in real life, and part of the FPL community. Leah is saying, Any other viable captaincy options this week? I love a rogue pick. Maybe on Doggy. Now, we all know she loves a bit of Doggy, but I don't know if he would be a captaincy choice this week.
Jesus Dear. Christ. She did set herself up for that, I think.
She did, she did. And I know she'll take that in the chin like she does everything else. No, sorry, Leo Baldy. But I think, what do you think? She's looking for something rogue.
Yeah, so like a pointy captain this week. Well, I think all the Chelsea guys, they qualify as pointy because Haaland's at home to Fulham. So the majority of the game is going to be playing Haaland, right? That's just accepted. So anyone from Chelsea is a valid option at home to Forest. But go on.
Leah, if you're listening, and I know you will be, I want to see you captain Nicholas Jackson. Mm. That's your rogue pick, okay?
Yeah, I'd rather go Sterling. But I think Chelsea were, if I was looking to think outside the box, that could be a whole segment. Like, who better than Haaland? I think Chelsea.
Yeah.
What else you got?
So I've got one here from FPL Ferry, who was on the show last week, and he's asking, am I buying Sterling or Madison this week? Now, just before you answer that, because I'm going to throw that to you, and there's a second part to this question. If Ferry was the greatest mind in FPL, like myself, he wouldn't be needing to ask that question, because he would already have Sterling and Madison.
Is that a question?
Or you just... Anyway, no. Am I buying Sterling or Madison this week, or am I holding Martinelli? So another guy looking to get Martinelli out and buy someone in or keep him. Over to you, Jerbear.
Yes. I have some strong thoughts on that because I'm in a very similar position. Now, I don't know if this is because me and Steve chatted last week and we both, like, I know he made two transfers, but we both ended up going down the Guardiola route for one. And then the second route, I believe he used his second transfer. And did he get rid of Watkins? That's the main question, because I think he did. And so that would differentiate my answer. I would be getting rid of Martinelli either way. And then the question is Madison or Sterling. So if you kept Watkins, I'd be going with Sterling. Because if you didn't keep Watkins, you probably went for Jackson. That's the reality of it. And if you stuck with Watkins, or no, so if you I'm fucking confusing myself. If you have Jackson, go for Sterling. If you don't have Jackson, go for Madison. Split your fucking differences there a little bit. That's the way I'm looking at it. I don't have Jackson. I have held on to Watkins. So this week I am going to jump on Sterling just to kind of cover that fixture or two. And if I want to jump on Madison later on, or if I want to come off Double United, I can. Madison is still an option. But for me, that's what's going to be the defining decision, is whether or not I have Jackson. And if I do...
Are you going Sterling this week?
I think so, yeah.
I'm sick of these FPL copycats. Copying content creators.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what we listen to the content for, is to copy it. So I'm sorry I happen to be stuck with the greatest mind in FPL.
Yeah, I know, it's not your fault.
Yeah.
But yeah, you've answered that question perfectly there, and I'm sure Steve will be very happy with that.
Yeah, if you can get past the gibberish I started off with. But like, it's a question I had, Patty, was like, because I have all of the United and Arsenal assets in the middle. I didn't get Jackson, and I was humming and hawing. My plan was 3 weeks ago was Madison, then last week it was Foden, and then now I'm thinking Sterling. And the idea being that I don't have Jackson cover and I want to keep walking, so maybe Sterling gets a slice of that pie.
So you don't have Madison, do you?
I don't have Madison.
And you don't have Sterling?
I don't have Sterling.
So you would choose Sterling over Madison?
Yeah, I think I would, if you don't have Jackson. If you did have Jackson, okay, I'd probably stick with Madison. Yeah. Do you get me?
No, that makes... Yeah, I get you completely. Yeah.
And then there's the Foden conundrum to throw on to top of that, which is also messing with me, but...
Imagine having all three.
I know. That's bringing us on... Because that's the last question you have, right?
That's all my
perfect
questions.
So that brings us on absolutely smoothly to the team you have set up for this week, and we can give you all the plaudits and we can all have a fun joke, laugh and blah 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 about like how great it is.
Do you think we should put this part of the podcast onto our Patreon?
I'm assuming we should. I mean, the whole podcast will be on.
If you want to see me and Big Man Baker's team, just subscribe to our... do you have the Patreon link there? We're going to get it up soon. But
it's Patreon /... Nontent. That was a word I heard this week.
Yeah, nontent. I will give it to you free this week, but next week you will be paying for that blow.
So go on, right. your team's up on screen there.
Right, okay. So here's my team set up at the moment. My captain is Haaland, obviously. And I have Saka, Fernandes, Foden, Sterling and Matoma in my midfield and playing five, and I have Stupinen, Chilwell and Baldock. Onana and Nets.
So basically you're rolling with the same five as last week, except any potential transfers.
Yeah, well, I have a transfer in mind.
Okay.
I am thinking about going Matoma to Madison, and that will give me the beefiest midfield of Saka, Bruno, Foden, Sterling, and Madison. And I mean,
that is crazy. I'm going
to put the first letters of their names on paper, and I'm going to make up a name for it, and I'm going to coin it.
That's going to be the... What was it for a while? Like, obviously we had the SAS or whatever the fuck that was called, yeah. But it was the RMT or I don't remember. Okay, so let me ask you why you're not getting rid of Gabriel this week.
Just because it's boring.
It's not boring. You're playing a shitty Baldock.
But against a shitty Everton.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, the classic technique, and again... refute us if you will, but is to put out fires. Gabriel, is he not a fire? Especially if he's on your bench, is he not a fire?
Yeah, that's the classic, but I'm evolving the game. Sure. I mean you're not gonna get it. What would you want me to do with Gabriel? Tell me. Who is Gabriel going to that is going to excite
you've
me?
You've 3 million in your fucking bank, am I right? So he could go to anyone in the game.
I don't even look at money anymore.
To Trippier right now.
I don't want Trippier till game week 5 at least.
Why?
Because that's when I like his fixtures better.
So you mean after the international break? So literally one extra week. I won't have him. I won't have anything to do with Newcastle.
So, right, tell me right. Say right, let's pretend. I don't know how I'm going to go about this, but this is just coming to my head, right? Pretend that I'm a naked lady, right? Walking into your room. Yeah. There's two naked ladies walking into your room.
And you're one of them?
Or men. No. One of them is Gabrielle.
Okay.
To who? To Adobe.
You lost me with naked ladies. I won't lie.
Right, okay. Let's just fuck the naked ladies out of the picture. Madison is a more exciting pick.
Than
changing Gabrielle to someone. This week.
Well, only because you're just dismissing the idea that Matoma could do something against Newcastle.
Yeah, but I mean, whose ceiling is higher?
Matoma or Madison?
Yeah.
It's a tough one. I mean...
No, don't pretend it's tough.
It is tough.
See, this is the difference between a great FPL mind and a normal one.
Okay, a normal, like myself.
There is a... feeling that comes over me when I think of Madison being in my team.
Okay.
More than there is of changing Gabriel.
And
like
that's fine, but know that you do not have my blessing.
That I will go without your blessing on this one, okay? You clip that and you let me know. Well, we'll talk about this next week.
How dare you sit there with Gabriel on your bench? That'll be my final topic. How dare you sit there with Gabriel?
And you know what? He's going second on the bench.
Just like last week. You're not even changing your team.
He's going second on my bench. How Pedro will be a first sub.
You're a wreck.
I'm a maverick.
If it wasn't for the fact that looking at your team is so infuriating. I said it to you before we hit record. It is about a transfer ahead of the curve in the sense of like the way things are looking. You've got minus that horrible Baldock shaped hole in the middle of your defense. You've got Foden, Bruno, Saka, Sterling, and a potential Madison in the middle. And I'm like, with Jackson and Haaland up top, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Like that seems to be the way everything is shifting right now.
Yeah, I'm ahead of the curve. And do you know what I would do? Do you know what transfer I would even do ahead of Gabriel?
What?
I would probably do Baldock to Bogle.
Why are you talking about Bogle? What is this again now? You've used Bogle twice now today.
Just remember the name, Bogle.
Why?
The screamer, that lovely goal he scored against Man City.
Oh, this week, you prick. Is that why? Is that why you're driving it home? Because I had Guardiola.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough. Jaden Bogle, 19 minutes, and Sheffield Wednesday's first shot on target, or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah, fair enough.
Jer, we do all know I could probably go back on all this and just fucking...
Oh, you've already...
Get Gabriel. No,
you made your decision. Mitoma to Madison. Done. Game over. If I don't see that in your move list next week...
Hey, look, it's not FPL family you're talking to here.
Yeah.
I'm a man of the people.
Man of the people, man of your word.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Where can all of these people find you, Petty?
You can find me at FPLViking_ on Twitter, and you can get me on Instagram, The Viking Dipper. Shout out to all the new FPL people that are following me on Instagram, the millions and millions. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And yeah, that's where you can get me. Where can we get you, Jer?
At FPL Hangover on Twitter, or X, I suppose we need to get used to saying that. But Instagram, as of today, woo! Set it up, done.
Yeah. Get following.
Yeah, I don't know. I assume
FPL Hangover on Instagram.
That's all. At FPL Hangover. I'm still trying to figure it out, so apologies if the content is really weak. But it's a whole new world for me. And yeah, check us out there. And if you do still want to go old school and send us an email, it's fplhangover@gmail.com. Paddy, thank you for all of your insights tonight. Go for it.
We're not finished yet.
Why not?
Because we're having a wee quick encore like we always do. You haven't even told us what you're doing. Like.
Well, I did, because I told you I was considering Madison or Sterling, and my logic is that I don't have Jackson, and I want Sterling to cover a bit of Jackson, so it'll be Martinelli to Sterling this week, and if I go, I could potentially go -4. And if I do, it'll be Rashford out for either Madison or...
Wow, -4s.
Yeah, I don't think I will. I don't like the -4. Before,
no, I don't think you need a -4.
Well, I don't.
Right, okay.
I don't like the -4 before an international break, which is what we do have coming up. So there might not be a pod next week because we have a week off and we might as well enjoy it. But we'll be back the week after, like most FPL podcasts. And so if you don't see us next week, don't worry. Paddy isn't, I don't know.
I might be on an autograph sign or something.
Maybe.
But come here. So anyway, the captain's hand, if you were going for a rogue pick or you're looking to, you
Sterling
know.
For me.
If you're just having a bit of rock and roll, Sterling for me as well, or Nicholas Jackson. I want to finish up here before we say our goodbyes with a little question to you. I love this as well, and I want to try and bring it in every week because it's interesting. What do you think are the top transfers out this week, Jer? Give me, just guess, 3 players.
Really throw me on the spot here.
Guess
3 players. Gabriel, obviously, he's up there.
Yeah, he's second.
I reckon.
Think closer to home. TV
yeah,
support.
I think Rashford or
No, Luke Shaw
injured. Was the other one. Yeah, okay, I got rid of him last week.
So 485,000 managers, Luke Shaw out. 295,000 managers got rid of Gabriel, but not me. You were right with Rashford, third manager out. Joao Pedro is the fourth most transferred manager.
You
out,
have two
Onana,
of those top four. I will let you know.
I have 5. I have Onana, Joao Pedro, Rashford, Gabriel. I have 4 out of the top 5 most transferred out, huh? What are those thousands and thousands of people
idiots
know, huh? Chumps. Anyway, the top transfers in this week. Give it to me, Jer Bear.
Well, obviously Sterling.
Obviously,
I'm going to guess the 3 Chelsea boys. Sterling, Madison, he's not Chelsea, and Gusto.
Yeah, you got those 3 right. And the other 2, one of them's quite easy. Udogie and Romero.
Romero, yeah.
So there you go.
Spurs. Makes sense.
Yeah. I think we've covered everything.
I don't think there's a rock we didn't turn over right there, Petty.
We turned over every rock.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Thanks for returning, sir. Although I'm sure it didn't take much after your absolutely stellar week. And I can look forward to maybe a bit more of a toned down Paddy post international break.
No, man, there's no coming off this. I'm only start. I'm not. I'm just coming up the whole...
Riding this all the way to the fucking...
Fucking right. Where do you see me next week?
Brilliant. All right, sir. We will leave it there to everyone that's listening. Thanks very much. And again, if you enjoyed what you heard, please hit like or subscribe or leave us a rating or pass it on to a friend or relative. We love it all, and it helps us out tremendously. But yeah. Enjoy game week 3. No, 4. Enjoy game week 4. Paddy's distracting me with his Kinnegar Scraggy Bay. It's empty. It's a prop. I know it's a prop. Enjoy game week 4, everyone.
There was a mouthful.
And God bless.